Okay, so I want you to see if you can tune in to a moment where your mother's really disappointed in you. And go back as far as you can and see what comes up.
Okay, well, I'm assuming she's disappointed in me. Now, I just want to be responsible and say my mother has never in my whole life really ever hit me. She's a sweet, sweet woman. But when I was 3 or 4 years old, there was this thing she made, this food she made. And in Indian cooking, they put mustard seeds in things, right? Well, I'm just a kid, 3 or 4 years old. I'm like, what's that black thing in there? And she's like, just eat it. It's good. You know, what's the black thing? And I think she just lost it. And so she took one of those, I don't know what you call them in English, but they're these roller pin things that you roll dough with, but they're not thick. They're real thin ones that they use in Indian cooking. And she hit me, and I still remember I had a big welt on my thigh for probably a couple of days. So that, I would assume she was disappointed in me to some degree at that time. So that's the earliest one I think I can remember.
Okay, so when you're remembering getting whacked with the rolling pin, see if you feel anything in the body.
I haven't remembered that in a long time. Wow. I guess something came up here. I don't know quite what, but it's like, oh, okay.
Okay, and you were little.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's good. That's when you're poking around and you start having memories come up. That's when you really are finding things that are connected. Now remember, tapping's not about your head. It doesn't have to make sense to us. You're clearing the disruption in the nervous system from the memory. Okay, you ready? Even though.
I just wanted to know.
What the black thing was.
And my mother lost it.
I'd never seen her hit me.
And I wasn't expecting it.
I didn't even know rolling pins.
Could be used like that.
I was totally caught off guard.
I was just curious.
And my mother had a huge reaction.
And then my leg hurt.
And none of it makes sense.
Everything I felt.
My mother's overreaction.
I was too little
to have any idea
what happened.
I don't think I did anything wrong.
My mother's overreaction.
My mother's emotion.
Hit me harder
than the rolling pin.
I was just asking a question.
I was absolutely
acting my age.
I didn't mean to do anything wrong.
Something terrible happened.
And I don't even know why.
I have no idea why.
It's just not safe.
This mother I love.
This mother who takes care of me.
Who really takes care of me.
Takes care of everything.
All my needs.
I'm completely dependent on her.
And it usually works out well.
And then something happened.
With the rolling pin.
And I have no idea what.
I have no idea what happened.
This really did happen.
To my little child self.
And there's no explanation.
Even my mother can't explain.
She probably can't even remember.
I was just a little boy.
This woman.
This mother.
That loves me.
That cares for me.
That protects me.
That provides for me.
That meets all my needs.
And then this happened.
It was so unexpected.
It was such a shock.
And I could see the mark.
And she couldn't explain.
And I couldn't understand.
This really happened.
I have no idea what it's about.
For her or for me.
This really happened.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If every cell in my body,
every nerve in my body,
every fiber in my body
could release now
all memory of trauma
from this rolling pin incident.
If my energetic body,
my emotional body,
my mental body
could release
all traumatic memory
of whatever provoked my mother into overwhelm,
into overreaction.
Whatever I was bombarded with,
energetically,
emotionally,
mentally,
physically, I'm asking for healing now.
Not just for me,
but for every mother
who's spread too thin,
for every child
who takes it personally.
It really had nothing to do with me.
This mother
doing the best she could.
This little boy
not understanding
whatever story I'm holding on to
about me,
about relationships,
about disappointment.
As giver,
as taker,
I'm asking for healing now.
This really happened.
My mother lost it.
It was unexpected.
This really happened.
It was very traumatic.
And if I could talk to that little boy,
I would tell him.
It had nothing to do with him.
Or asking questions.
Or being loved.
It just happened.
And it's over now.
And I am safe.
It's over now.
I am safe.
Okay, so see if you can play that memory again to see if there's anything there. Or if you get more pieces of it.
Well, it's kind of the same thing. It's just as you were doing that, I just kind of said, oh my God, there we go, another bait and switch, right? It was just interesting, that theme running through my whole life. I'd never seen it that way. I hadn't thought of that incident. I don't know how long until we brought it up here.
And so what you do to move through a big thing that you keep looping on is you find as many specific incidences around it with the same theme. And you don't actually have to tap them all. About 8, and you'll usually pop it. And so as you're doing the work, and you start, you know, like now you're starting to have a different memory or a different feeling place of them, you're seeing the pattern, you know, that could keep coming up over the next few days. So you make notes of it, and you clear each one, and then finally you just be done. It's a very, very nice thing. So do you have any others in there coming up?
Other memories? Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, around that one, I mean, for whatever it's, I mean, I feel like a dissipation of it. You know?
Okay, good.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so if this is a life issue that keeps coming up, you want to be thorough and clear as many of the memories that will come to you as you can. So over the next few days, just see. Okay. You know, like you said, you had the bus memory for quite a while, but you'd never really thought about it. Those are what you want to look at.
Okay. Well, that one's kind of always been in the back of my mind, but this memory hadn't come up for me in a long time.
Okay.
The one about the welt. I mean, it's much more recent stuff, but I just know, you know, in general, my parents, right, they're disappointed in me, and so that's a whole thing that I'm always dealing with, you know.
Even though.
You know.
No amount of tapping.
No amount of tapping.
Is ever going to fix that.
Is ever going to fix that.
I want to let it go.
I want to let it go.
Anyway.
Can't do it.
Just can't do it.
Just can't do it.
I feel it in every cell of my body. And I just radiate it out. And feel that way.
About other people.
It's so convenient.
It keeps me stuck.
In their disappointment.
It's so convenient.
Passing this on.
This ability
to judge and feel disappointed.
I wonder why I do that.
When I don't even like it.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be a relief?
If I could let this go now.
This habit,
this conceptual habit,
that anyone I love
will just disappoint me,
is their story.
And they manifested it quite well.
I'd like to break the cycle.
I have no idea how I'll do it.
this cycle
of being disappointed
in people we love,
people we're close to,
I'd really like to break the cycle.
And I'm asking for healing
for my parents,
for their parents,
for their parents before them.
It's just so sad.
I love my parents.
I would give them joy.
I would give them peace.
And I can't.
It's just so sad.
All this disappointment.
Because the truth is,
I'm disappointed in them.
That they can't love me enough
to let it all go.
The truth is,
I'm disappointed in me.
That I can't love
them
or myself
enough to fix it.
As though in loving them,
I should have an answer.
All this outrageous disappointment.
Interwoven
into relationships.
It's true.
I'm always disappointed.
And even though I see that
and associate it
energetically,
spiritually,
physically,
emotionally,
with relationships and love,
I'd like to let it go now.
It's just so easy.
Look at every movie,
every song,
every friend.
Relationships are disappointing.
People are disappointing.
No one lives up to their potential.
That's what you hear.
That's what you see.
That's what I think.
I really want to let it go now.
I want to be at peace.
I want to be at peace.
No matter what my parents feel,
no matter what they convey
to me,
about me,
around me,
for me,
I want to be at peace anyway.
I really want to heal this.
Not just for me,
but also for them.
If I let this go,
I'm afraid.
We'll have nothing in common.
At least we share this.
If I let this go.
If I let go this need.
This protective barrier.
Of being disappointed.
I feel.
It's possible.
I'll be abandoned.
Emotionally.
This connection.
To being disappointed.
With anyone,
I'm in a relationship with,
no longer serves me.
Even though it doesn't feel safe,
to let this go,
I really want to let it go.
Anyway,
this belief.
That this protects me.
This disappointment protects me.
I want to be open to the possibility
of seeing this differently.
My parents' disappointment
isn't really in me.
It's in their ability
as parents
to have what they want,
to create what they wanted.
Their disappointment
isn't even real.
It doesn't change a thing.
They love me.
They aren't abandoning me.
My parents love me.
This illusion
of disappointment
no longer serves me.
Wherever my parents are stuck,
doesn't matter.
I love them anyway.
All this disappointment
hasn't changed a thing.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could move forward from here
and be open
to seeing this differently?
I've been disappointed. And I'm fine. It's going to happen. Disappointment. Whatever I'm still holding. On or around. Disappointment. I'd like to let that go now. This attachment. This protection. This story. Of disappointment. I don't even understand it. Not completely. I want to love and accept all parts of me. Anyway. It's true. They're disappointed in me. It's true. I love them anyway. They're disappointed in me. I love and accept myself. Anyway. They're really disappointed. They're dramatically disappointed. They're deeply disappointed. They're overwhelmingly disappointed. It's true. That's their perception. I love them anyway. I want to love and accept myself through all this disappointment. Anyway. Anywhere I'm storing anything on this disappointment, theirs or mine. I'd like to let it go now. This disappointment. This disappointment.
This disappointment.
All this disappointment.
All this disappointment.
I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay, big deep breath. Did you notice anything at the end there?
Just kind of like how it's all just like coming together. Kind of like it's like one big pattern, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it was just like much more unifying, and you were like, all this disappointment. I'm like, yeah, it's just everywhere. But I mean, I didn't get emotional about it. It was just like, yeah, it's kind of nice to see that it's all, it's there everywhere, and I can let it all go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Feel pretty good?
Yeah, no, I feel good.
But I would still watch for any, there's still like a lot of stuff moving here. Mm-hmm, I would still watch for any memories that come up and tackle the specific ones.
Okay.
Like there's got to be,
like this girl who broke up with me when I was 11. Like that was
That would be a really good one.
Yeah.
And there's got to be, you know, certain looks. You know, haven't you had somebody look at you like they're disappointed?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was like a stranger. If you remember it, you want to just do a quick tap on it.
Right.
Okay? Any pieces of that you can find.
Okay.
Okay?